Hey there, this is Tim Babb, the T in Tancast. Want to say hello to all of our new listeners who this may be your first show after seeing me at either Long Beach or UC Irvine or up in San Miguel at the ranch. Want to let you know, this podcast, Tancast, is a little different from my stand-up show. And by a little different, I mean horribly offensive and inappropriate. Not a lot of Disneyland jokes in here, just a lot of inappropriate and off-color humor. I mean, it's all in good fun, but I do want to let you know to be ready for it, because you never know when someone might just yell, "Fuck shit talk!" Yep, see? Just happened there. All right. Good luck. Enjoy. Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Well, let me say this first. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Tancast.
Tancast, motherfuckers.
Yes. I'm Tim. I'm the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy. I'm the sad, unemployed A in Tancast.
I'm Desmond, brother. I'm the D in Tancast.
You're who?
Desmond, brother.
What's Desmond,
Noah's been watching too much of the Lost.
No, I haven't watched Lost yet. It's coming up, though.
It's coming up soon.
10 days.
I'm tingling.
Yeah.
I'll see you on another life, brother.
I like to say brother a lot, brother.
Tingly,
everyone's my
tingly,
brother.
Tingly.
What's Tim saying?
Tim's saying he doesn't give a shit.
What? Get out of town.
What? So what makes Lost so... Why are people all just fucking, you know, have Lost's balls on their chin? What makes it such a good show?
Noah, you want to handle this? Because I think you've been deep-throating the Lost quite a bit more than I have.
Go. It's a mystery. Like, you know, it was kind of like what Alias was. Like, it's kind of like the same thing where it's like they have all these storylines and all these mysteries that you find out a little bit, but not quite enough to satisfy what you want.
Basically, he's saying it's a giant cock tease.
Pretty much.
I was like, that would annoy the piss out of me.
It's like that girl in high school that'll tickle your balls a little bit but won't let you come on her face.
But they do it just enough.
Yeah.
To like, so what they'll do is like, you know, okay, we're going to tell you this. But then, in the process of telling you this, we're going to reveal this. And then you're going to be like, well, what the fuck is that? So, like, they give you enough, but just not enough to stop you from watching.
Yeah.
Or some people, I'm sure, do get tired of it and stop watching. I, on the other hand, enjoy it. But also, it's like, it's also a character. Well, really, the show is character-driven.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the main focus is on the characters, but it has all of these other things going around them. So they had, you know, first few seasons had a lot of flashbacks where you'd find a lot about the different characters, and then you also find a lot of where a lot of the characters' paths had crossed before they got to the island.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, I just think the characters are interesting, the mystery is interesting, and now that, you know, it has a definite end date, you know, they don't have to keep kind of teasing you so much. Now they can kind of reveal things.
Yeah.
You know, they're actually building up to something.
And yeah, exactly.
And we're probably not going like, to waste half another fucking season with a couple of people stuck in a bear cage. Dude, I swear, like, that show turned into the goddamn OC for a couple of episodes there. It's like,
yeah, and
we're trapped,
I think,
and we're in love, man. Fucking A.
Well, this was the first season that just passed that where they knew about the end date.
Yep.
And I thought it was a pretty good season.
I thought so, too. Moved along at a good clip, lots of new mysteries, other shit revealed that was like, you know, wow, it sounds like they got some pretty intricate shit that they're building up towards.
Another thing they do pretty well, which I don't follow, but a lot of people like, is they do the kind of, I don't know the name for it, but when you're kind of doing real world stuff.
Alternate reality kind of game.
Yeah, exactly.
ARG.
Yeah, I knew there was something for it. So It's, you know, you go to the web, you can get phone calls about the show, and you can follow clues to get to other websites to call phone numbers and get recordings and stuff like that. So, you know, it involves people in that way as well. Which A lot of people are doing now, like Heroes does.
You know what's crazy? Mm-hmm. I just heard on NPR that some museums are doing that kind of shit now too.
I heard that as well.
Try to modernize it. Modernize the experience.
We'll also make it kind of video game-like to kind of entice the younger crowd.
Yeah, like a scavenger hunt, not, you know, go and stare at that Monet. Just stare at it. What emotions does it invoke in you?
I think they were even mentioned like doing like achievements, like you know, you get an award for doing this.
Yeah.
And you can view it online.
Yep. It's like Xbox Live, except it's your actual life.
Wouldn't that be awesome? Like the first time you have sex, you're like, ding. Not a virgin.
How many achievement points would that be worth?
I don't know.
Snuck it in her butt. Depends. 50 points.
I was going to say, it depends on how well you
do. Like, it's like, ding, you got the Hershey Highway achievement.
Rolling, rolling, rolling.
You unlocked herpes. Hey, speaking of all this laughter, 10 laughs!
10 laughs!
Oh, hold on a second. I actually have some.
I'm going to make sweet love to my iPhone.
I have one that was already outdated when I was going to do it last week, but now it's super outdated. It's from Grammar Girl. You ready?
Yeah.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Who's there?
Grammar Girl.
Grammar Girl. Who?
Grammar Girl, whose book makes a great Christmas present.
That's it.
Is she paying us? Are you shilling for
no,
it?
No, but that she put that as a knock-knock joke at the beginning of one of her shows. I'm like, I'm going to just use that as a tan laugh because that'll be funny to me. And probably not the other two guys. Look at that. I was right. I'm like a psychic.
Yes, you successfully foretold that that was not funny. Congratulations, Andy.
It was meta-funny.
Yes. Humor about humor. It's almost as good as jokes without punchlines without jokes.
Do you have one, Andy, or do you want me to go?
I will go.
Okay.
This one comes in from one of our listeners. He didn't put on here whether his or her name would be okay to use, so I will not use it, but you know who you are. How can you tell if your girlfriend is getting fat?
How?
She fits in your wife's clothes.
Oh!
Oh, that's no good.
Tim, that was an inappropriate joke to send to Andy.
I wouldn't have sent that. I believe I established on a previous Sandcast that my wife is slim, trim, and ready for action.
I believe that you posted about her doing half an Iron Man, and all the rest of us felt horribly, horribly outclassed.
She is going to do a century bike ride.
Holy shit.
For the uninitiated, that's 100 fucking miles.
All at one time, or is it over, like, 2 days?
No, that's one day, baby. Like, hey, I think I'm going to get on a bike and bike to fucking San Diego. Why not? Let's just go. Really? We got a car. It's got gas in it. Nah. Use a bike. It's not really what she's doing. It's like in a town and it's up hills and shit. It's not even flat or downhill. She has to go up a hill in the bike. Fuck that!
Dude, if you can find 100 miles of uninterrupted downhill, well, holy shit.
Well, at least a good chunk of it being downhill. Like, I would start at the top of the mountain.
Yeah. Like, start at the Rockies and head towards California.
For sure. Anyway, sorry, Noah.
Crash. I did.
Actually, you could probably rock that if you started off up the Donner Pass area near Tahoe and just head towards the valley. You could probably get 100 miles downhill, mostly downhill.
Andy is planning to organize the century bike ride for fat asses. Let gravity do its work. Come to Andy's century bike ride.
No, you know what Andy's century bike ride would be? Everyone tosses their bikes up on top of the bus, and we ride the bus down the mountain.
Nice.
Sipping cocktails and eating Funyuns. So definitely do come to Andy's Century Bike Ride. It'll be a hell of a lot more fun than everyone else who gets all sweaty and wants to die. We'll pass them on the road and giggle. End point.
Anyway, Noah, I'm sorry. We keep interrupting your joke. Or preempting it, I guess.
So I was going for my old Maxims that I never read and throwing them out.
Oh, right. Maxim the magazine.
But I remember they had jokes in them, so I ripped some out.
Nice.
So this is just a quick one. What did the elephant say to the naked man?
I shudder to think.
How do you breathe through something so small?
Classic.
Do you remember that one that we all really liked from that Maxim? It was like an ant. An ant somehow pulled a sliver out of an elephant's paw.
Yeah.
Or I guess they don't have paws, whatever they had. Noah, do you remember where I'm going with this?
Yeah, vaguely.
And so the elephant was so grateful, offered the ant, and I'll do whatever you want. And the ant's like, well, I've always wanted to have sex with an elephant. The elephant's like, all right. And so the ant climbs back there, and just as he starts to do his dirty business, a coconut falls from the tree and hits the elephant on the head. And the elephant goes, ow! And the ant goes, that's right, you take it all, bitch!
I like to tell that story, except it's me instead of the ant. Same punchline.
And you're fucking an elephant?
Yep.
Excellent.
Yeah.
You're a dirty, dirty man.
Well, I always refer to it as Noah's mom, but everyone knows.
Aw, that's not right. Aw. I just remember we used to say, yeah, that's right, take it all, bitch, all the time.
I like
and,
turtles.
You'd do a little hip thrust thing, Tim would.
Yeah. Turtles?
I like turtles.
I was like, what the hell is he talking about? Oh, the video. Have you seen that video, Andy?
No.
It's a kid. It's like a reporter who's at, like, judging this costume contest for Halloween.
Back here live at the Waterfront Village with my friend, the zombie, Jonathan. You're looking good. Jonathan just got an awesome face paint job. What do you think?
I like turtles.
All right. You're great, zombie. Good times here at the Waterfront Village.
And now there's, like, I love turtles merchandise. That kid is a celeb.
I was watching something else that made me think of that kid. That I was like, this kid's gotta be retarded. It was this little baby. I mean, sure, he's a baby, so probably doesn't know any better. But it just looked horrible. He was sticking his own head in the toilet and flushing the toilet. And then he was like looking up and laughing. He's like, he's like, Jesus Christ.
I guess fun is what you make of it.
You know what? Not everybody can afford a trip down to Disneyland or Andy's fat-ass century bike mile ride bus trip. So you got to make your fun where you have it.
I'll send
indoor
you,
plumbing? Let's make this happen.
I'll send you the video. Oh, wait. No, that's not. That's somebody else. That's the actual grown kid doing it. Why would an adult do it?
Oh, so now it's a craze that's sweeping the nation. Hey, everybody, stick your head in your toilet. Nah, don't mind the bacteria and whatnot that might be in there. Enjoy that pink eye.
Yeah. Forget about the jocks. They shouldn't have all the fun.
Kid or baby?
I don't know.
Yeah, if you send it to I'll include both that and the turtle video on the show links for this week.
That's good. You should do that.
So Andy started to say this in his opening, and I know he blogged about it at tancast.com, but for our listeners who don't go to the site, Andy has a personal tragedy to share with us.
I am unemployed.
And that's it. All right, so I was watching The Dark Knight. I'm just kidding.
Well, I wasn't really going to talk about it at any great length. I mean,
what really?
I posted on there was pretty much it. But, I mean, you know, my status as being unemployed is fair game because that's personal. But, you know, I don't talk about, like, work.
Oh, right. Like, we're not going to talk about X Company and how X Company can lick both my balls.
I used to work for X Company, too.
I know several people who still work for X Company, and I you know, wish them all the best and hope that X Company continues to do really well so they all continue to make money.
I totally forgot that Noah also used to work for X Company.
Yep.
For
crazy.
About a year, I think.
Oh, wait, here it is. No.
No, no, that's not it.
Noah's still working on that video.
What the fuck is that video?
Noah in our media department will get back to you shortly.
So yeah, you know, it was what it was.
Now, was there any rumblings about this happening? Like, did they say, "Hey, this is happening," or they just all of a sudden did it?
No, it was. Well, I mean, anyone paying attention saw some subtle signs, and actually, before Christmas, a bunch of us had kind of put feelers out, like, "Hey, we think we're seeing some subtle signs that you guys are that there may be a layoff coming." And we got back, you know, no, you know, we haven't heard anything. If it's coming, it's going to come from above us. But, you know, I have no idea if that's true.
Yeah.
You know, if when they found out, but I know that they, I could kind of see, looking back on it, like where some shit started to turn, where there was things like I was the only person who knew a couple of things. And all of a sudden it became, you know, right around Christmas, very important for me to start getting that knowledge out of my head and into other heads, and I compared notes with somebody else from my same group. The group that I was in got cut down quite a bit, like more than most. So another guy who was working with me shared that right around the same time they came around and were like, "All right, so who else here knows?" And, you know, named the thing that he was like most specialized in, and everyone else just kind of gave a blank stare, like, "All right, time to do some training." So we got some more people who know that. And then, oddly enough, he and I are gone.
Motherfucker.
So
you guys should start your own business just doing that one special thing.
Actually, you know,
putting the other people who only have a day of training right out of business.
What's funny is this other dude actually does have his own business. his last day walking out the door, he's like, "Fuck it, I'm taking on more clients. This isn't going to be part-time anymore." He's like, "My wife's got a job. I got healthcare through her. I'm going to go into business for myself full time. See if I can make it work.
Living the dream.
I said fucking A, dude.
So would you rather know it's coming, but not know who, or rather just not know anything for sure, looking back? Because where I work, they're letting us all like, hey, it's going to happen. They're pretty upfront that, you know, we're going to have to shrink the workforce to reach our budget cuts.
Yeah. Looking back, I kind of wish they'd told us it's coming, but just because of the fully selfish reason that I would have been able to put it together that I was on the list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you could have not waited, you know.
Yeah, because I knew I was one of the more expensive people on the team.
Because you ate all those snacks in the break room every day?
Yep. Yeah, anything that came in that office,
I thought sure that would get a bigger laugh. Nothing. No, I didn't. No, that just left me high and dry.
I'm sorry. I was looking at the baby video. What did you say?
Oh, never mind. Oh, it's done.
No, you can just go back and listen to the Tancast.
Black people.
I sent the link, though.
I love that I named our group chat Delicious Cock Meats, and none of you changed it.
That's all you. You're the one.
Wait, are you saying Andy is all delicious cock meat?
No, he loves delicious cock meats.
Oh, okay.
So, have you guys seen the Quiznos commercials where they say they have 20 sandwiches for, like, under $5?
Oh, I've seen. I literally saw but did not hear the commercial.
Quiznos doesn't have fucking 20 sandwiches. Like, unless they add a bunch of sandwiches. Well, all right, so I know. Like, if you mix up the meats and shit, sure, they got 20 sandwiches. But, like, a lot of their sandwiches are over $5. Unless maybe they're talking about, like, the smallest one. Like, here's the minuscule sandwich.
Of course they're talking about the smallest one. They're not talking about the biggest one, dude. It's like,
what was that?
They're not talking about the biggest ones. Neither is Subway. Well, actually, no. $5
footlongs. No. Subway has footlongs for $5, and so does Quiznos. But they're, like, the basic, like, you know, here's some turkey, some meat, some lettuce, tomato. None of, like, whatever the one you used to like, Andy.
The delicious cock meats.
And the other one. Ribeye, not ribeye.
Not the ribeye. Ribeye was at Double D's. Double D's.
It was meat on it, though.
Yes, it was the black anus.
Yes.
Angus.
The black anus.
The black anus sub.
Are you watching the video, Tim?
Bread.
Oh, no. Sorry. Should I be?
You're
just listening to us talk about black anuses.
Yes, that's what I was doing.
You were doing something else, weren't you, Tim?
No, I was just listening to you guys, and that's it.
This is the way you say it. You're like, yeah, that's what I was doing. No. Don't ask.
Tim was masked.
Yeah. Oh, what? I don't need any questions.
Back to my unemployment. I've been a manny for the last, since I got the notice.
Now, is that a man nanny?
Yes.
Or someone who does the baby's nails? Manicure? Manny?
No.
Manny Petty?
Nope. Didn't follow
you. Guess
you.
I'm the only one who watched the Sex and the City movie? I'm just kidding. I didn't watch the Sex and the City movie.
I got it for my wife for Christmas.
You lucky bastard.
I have not watched
She'll
it.
Probably watch it in front of you.
She probably will. I offered to watch it with her. As part
you
of,
lucky bastard.
As part of the Christmas gift.
You won the gay lottery.
I did.
Ding, 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 ding. You win.
I'm fabulous. This is something else that pays back in gay bucks.
Gay bucks.
I tried to watch it once. No good.
The show Sex and the City?
Yeah.
I did enjoy the opportunity to see Charlotte's tits.
I like how Kim Cattrall's character says her situation. I don't know, that amuses me. But she's talking about her vagina.
She calls that her situation?
I can't remember if she was referring to herself or someone else's. But
well,
she
clearly
was
I didn't watch that
Eric.
Show enough because I did not have any fucking clue what you were talking about there. Noah wins the gay lotto.
I watched once, and she said her situation.
I was at a Sex in the City party only because I was interested in the gal throwing it. And they played it, but I still don't remember. I couldn't tell you anything about it. I remember the Vulcan chick from Star Trek VI is in it.
Yep.
Kim Cattrall. I think you just said her name.
Yep.
Kim Cattrall.
She was naked all the time, apparently.
I always get it confused with the singer.
Kim...
Kardashian?
Something. No. It was like a singer. Like, na, 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 na.
Kylie Minogue?
Yes.
Wow.
You get her confused visually. I was like, Kylie Minogue doesn't sound a bit like Kim Cattrall.
No, yeah. Not the voice, just the names. Like, I get, for some reason, I get the two names confused. Like, who's Kim Cattrall? Which one's Kylie Minogue? Because when I first heard Kim Cattrall, I'm like, is that the singer? No.
Tim, do you know why?
Because your booty's dry.
It's because Noah's retarded.
Oh.
It's sad.
That's not...
Get Noah a helmet.
Not nice.
Not Little Noah. We're referring to Little Noah.
Speaking of helmets...
Noah's penis is retarded. Little Noah.
No. The other Little Noah.
No, but...
The one wiggling his fingers underneath the faucet and wondering why his hands were getting clean. And the water was not on.
Little Andy.
I was like, well, you gotta turn the water on. He's like, oh! It's like, oh my God.
Little Andy may get a helmet.
Something's wrong, or just for the heck of it?
Have you guys heard about the whole thing of always put babies to sleep on their back and, you know, SIDS and all the rest, or sudden infant death, crib death, whatever?
Yeah.
Infant mortality. That babies sleeping on their back is like hugely reduces the incidence of crib death.
Because crib deaths, they smother themselves, right?
That's the theory. It's basically, it's not, it's, SIDS is like not an actual disease. It's a, well, nothing else explains it. Nobody beat this kid, nobody, theoretically, nothing smothered the kid, although they think that most things attributed to SIDS are accidental smothering. But, yeah, the other thing that does, especially apparently with preemies, is always sleeping on the back pushes that one back bone down a little bit and has a tendency to flatten out the back of their heads, apparently.
Hot.
Yes, so my...
Is it already happening with your child?
Yeah, my little preemie's kind of got a little bit of a flat spot on the back. So, you know, we're putting him on his stomach more, like when he's up and around, and we're sitting him up in his little seat more and stuff like that. And
Will that pop back out?
Yeah. Well, if it doesn't, in the next 2 months, we'll put a little helmet on him and it'll pop it back out, and then other people will
take
pictures
of him.
Can
you get like a little suction cup thing? You know, you've seen for those cars that pop up the dent?
Oh, yeah.
You twist it, and you're like...
That guy says, "We can get it out of your baby's head right now for only 2 payments of $4.99.
Then we'll dip him in OxyClean and take his skin off."
I was telling somebody about whatever that commercial was. I forget what they were. It was something really mundane, like toothpaste or something. But they were selling it in that voice that Andy loved to make fun of. You know, like when they would sell like hip hop records, it'd be like, "Yeah, DJ Beats are coming out with the best, freshest jams on the CD. You gotta buy this mother." You know, like, and that's how they say it. But it was something else, like, "This toothpaste gets rid of all the tartar." And then Andy is sitting on the couch next to me and goes, "We sell shit to black people."
Apparently, black people are deaf.
Apparently.
Either that, maybe, or they just will not pay attention to anything spoken quietly.
Maybe one of those people heard a rap song once, and someone said, "I'm deaf, D-E-F."
And like, I understand why the Negroes aren't buying our products. They're apparently hearing impaired. Way to go, Johnson!
Let's turn it up a notch.
Get an announcer that sounds urban. Have him scream at them.
And make sure he has to yell over a jet engine into the microphone.
She gives jet engines. You see about the airplane that crashed into the Hudson?
Dude, apparently that's the most important thing that's ever happened. Because I went to check and see, like, you know, how the thing with Israel and Gaza is going. Because that's just horrible. You know, little children dying and the rockets and everything like that. And they're like, and the plane, everyone's fine, but the plane's still in the water. The plane with nobody in it is there, parked by the pier. It's like, and they're gonna get on a barge with a big ass crane. You can't see the crane because it's behind a building. But if we were over there, we could show you the crane that it might be picked up with.
I think it's just because, like, there's so much depressing news out there. They're like, "All right, fucking everyone lived. This is great. Put it."
Dude.
You know? And they're like, "That one guy's a hero."
So a plane crash in New York City is the good news?
A plane, yes.
People didn't die, crash, though.
No one died in this one. That's, all the buildings are okay.
That's how bad things have gotten. It's a plane crash. Finally, some good news.
Yeah, there was like 30 seconds, maybe. Record low temperatures, Arctic winds coming out of Alaska and northern Canada. 5 people dead in the upper Midwest. Plane.
You know why? It's because those birds hate us for our freedoms.
I guess.
The birds that got caught in the intake, thus making it lose its engine or whatever.
How many birds was it?
It was a whole flock of birds.
Oh, okay. I heard someone said it might have been a bird, and I was like, just one fucking bird did that shit? I'm like, fuck! They need to
be at least 2,
because
apparently it took out both engines.
What,
two big-ass
two?
Birds. Yeah, it was Big Bird and an emu. They just got in front of it, and they both yelled, "Jihad!" And then they jumped up.
No.
Cheep, cheep. That's what they yelled. Speaking of, you were saying the record temperatures. It's pretty nice in San Francisco, I'm sure, but it was fucking almost 90 degrees here yesterday.
You're fucking kidding me.
It was like 86, 87. I was like, it's January.
Do you want to know what temperature it was when I took my son out to get a shot this morning?
Boy, do I ever.
It was 10.
10?
10. 10 Fahrenheit. That's like -7, -8 Celsius.
Your penis turned into an innie.
Oh, yeah.
That is too bad, because I may head to the beach today, because I just want to say that I'm at the beach in January.
You know what?
Daddy could go to the beach.
I've got a little pond out behind my house.
And he could skate out on the ocean, probably.
Probably. I've got a little pond out behind my house. The pond has ice on it.
Wow.
We lived here for a couple of years now. It's the first time I've ever seen ice. I've seen snow here. I've never seen ice on the pond.
Is it strong enough to walk on? Go test it out.
No. It's like a thin... you ever eat creme brulee?
Yes.
Does he ever?
Well, imagine a pond made of creme brulee.
I've seen that before. It's like a thin layer of ice. It happened at my school. We have little puddles.
Oh, and when I was driving home, some genius had poured like gallons and gallons and gallons of water, just like dumped it, like right out at the end of their driveway. It's like pouring down the sidewalk and like down onto the road that everybody's got to drive on. You retard. It's warmed up, but it was still like 19 degrees outside. I'm like, that shit is going to be frozen in like half an hour. You're going to have black ice at the end of your driveway. You're going to be backing out, and then all of a sudden it'll be like, wee, slip and slide.
Fuck that. I can't handle weather. That's why I stay in California.
You could.
When I have to tour, that's going to be crazy.
You know what else is big? I don't know if it's big news, but you could get the world's best job in Australia.
Why are we telling people about this? I thought you wanted me to get it.
Everyone knows about it, dude. It was on NPR, no. Dog.
Not everyone listens to NPR, just us three.
I missed that one.
You get paid $100,000 for 6 months' work, U.S. dollars, to live on an island near the Barrier Reef and blog about it. Yeah, just like, hey, it's fucking awesome here. I don't know. There's probably more to it than that. You got to meet with the media and do videos and stuff like that, but...
Dude, I will do it. I will meet with the media nude. They can take pictures of the underside of my ball sack for $100,000. I will stand out there and do the bat wing. I will pull it down to my knees and flap it until I can take off. I will do dick tricks 24/7 for $100,000 in 6 months in fucking Australia on the Barrier Reef.
So, are you saying you are pro this idea?
Oh, like, I'm going to go find this job. I will kill everyone who stands in my way. I will have that job.
He will eat you.
I will. I will burn your house down. I can light a fire that God could not put out. I used to be a chemist.
I will burn your children in front of you.
Do not get in my way. I am going to do the bat wing on the fucking Barrier Reef. Oh, for our listeners who don't know, the bat wing is when you pull your testicle, or your scrotum actually, down until it's really thin like a bat wing, and then you kind of flap it.
I had a friend that did ball tricks. I have a friend. He did, like, the fruit basket, the brain.
The brain, that's a favorite.
I think his brain pulsated.
Yeah, that's how you got to do the brain. It's got to pulse a little. You got to do chicken heart, it's the brain, but you just pull one ball through.
Oh, silly.
And you still pulse it.
I knew there was this DJ at the station I used to work with who dated a guy who would do dick tricks. Well, went on a date. Like he decided to do them on the first date, which I think was a mistake.
That's a bold move.
Because he's like, he said something like, what time is it? And then you look down, and she looked down, and he had put his penis over his wrist as though it were a watch.
Wristwatch.
Classic.
Did she sleep with him?
No.
Didn't work.
She didn't sleep with me either.
Would you want to have slept with her?
Yeah, she was kind of cute.
No. Oh, okay. I wonder, have I met this person?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. It was that one DG that thought I was cute, and then when
I would have slept with her, too.
Yeah, I would have slept with her. She was cute.
And
when I tried to talk to her, she did not seem interested at all.
She's weird. I mean, like, I would have slept with her if I didn't know anything about her. Like, she's just a weird, like, socially awkward, but not in the shy, withdrawn way, but just in the... I'm just not going to say right things.
It seems like your radio station attracted people like that.
Attracted? I think that was in the memo. Like, in the hiring memo. Oh, man, we used to make jokes. Because, like, all of a sudden the sales force, like, the younger people started leaving or being fired, and they were just all replaced by these. It just seemed like everybody was really old. So, like, that used to be, whenever we saw somebody really, really old, we're like, oh, give them an application. They can be a salesperson. Hey, you got tennis balls on that walker? This might be the job for you. Oh, there was this one gal who was just up there in years and started talking about, somehow she was talking about her area, her situation, if you will.
Her vagina.
And whether or not, she was talking with other saleswomen, but it was just like, you know, we were there and overheard it. And it was something about, like, does the drapes match the carpet or something like that? She's like, oh, well, it's sort of all fallen out down there.
Oh.
And we're just like, dear Christ, ick.
How does it all fall out? What's going on down there?
I don't know.
I'm scared. Oh, that reminds me of this the story my a friend told me about his friend. And he said, you know, his friend met this girl. And, you know, they were doing stuff. And he was playing with their vagina. And then afterwards, you know, after they're all done...
Boing, 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 boing. I'm playing with it.
He's like,
get the stick. Get the stick.
Yeah, you guys can't see it, but I'm swinging it like
yes,
a plate over
are.
Here.
Yes, you're a good vagina. Yes, you are.
You want a milk bone?
How about just a bone?
I got some sausages.
Anyway, sorry. So he was...
so afterwards, his friend asked my friend, he's all, is pussy supposed to have chunks in it?
Oh! Oh, God!
Oh, man. By the way, yes, it is. It's supposed to look like cottage cheese down there. I like to add a little milk and sugar.
Oh, God, in heaven!
It's supposed to smell like a blue cheese steak. Sauteed onions are optional.
Meat curtains.
This may be the most horrible tan cast ever.
In other news, Ricardo Montalban.
Oh, con.
Con. Mew.
Con. Sad face.
Yeah.
Dead!
Aw, dude.
So many people wrote and text messaged me about that.
They know you love the Star Trek.
But, like, I don't know, they, like, oh, shit, you're right, I need to bring him back. Like, I don't know, it was just, like, such an intent, like, Tim, do something, Ricardo Montalban is dead. You slipped
all is
up.
Wrong in the world.
Tim, go fix it.
They're going to make, they're going to use his skin to make some Corinthian leather.
You know, I just want to find out where his chest piece went from Khan. The rubber pecs that he was wearing. Like, this guy can't have old man chest. Quick, let's slap something underneath that leather vest.
Was he? Yeah, I guess he was pretty old back then, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He was not young.
And full of cum?
He was what? What now?
There's talk that dude saved Star Trek.
Like Ricardo Montalban?
Yeah, like the entire series. Because, you know, the first movie wasn't that great, and they finally got a second movie made and, like, talked everybody into it, and I guess it was, you know, well-received critically and made a lot of money. And
not as much as the first one, though.
Well, kind of was for the TV show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was on an episode called Space Seed, which is really weird.
Yes.
Now, was it Ricardo Montalban also playing this? Like, did he play... an episode as well?
He
in
did?
The TV series?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Con
I don't think I've ever
sing,
seen this episode.
Right?
It's like it's weird, like he convinces like this woman on the crew to fall in love with him, but it's like in the weird 60s men can be dicks to women and they like them anyway way.
Wax it.
Hey,
he's like, I will strike you if you do not do what I say.
Lick my Corinthian leather balls.
Think about some of the girls that we've known and the dicks that they've dated. I don't think that was necessarily, you know, fictional 60s.
It's still going on today.
Yeah,
yeah, but you can't be that brazen about it. You can't just be like, I am a dick. Enjoy my dickness. Wow, he's dreamy.
Well, yeah, well, you could be a dick. You just got to apologize. Like, oh, I'm sorry I slept with that girl 5 times. I'm sorry, baby. I love only you.
She's pretty hot, though, so why don't you join us? Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that, unless you want to say yes.
It made a little more than $3 million less than the first movie.
Huh.
And well, then the third movie made $2 million less than that. But then the fourth movie, only one to break $100 million until this May. I'm pretty sure that thing will break $100 million.
Probably. It's got J.J. Abrams.
Just on advertising alone, yeah.
It's going to be awesome when they get on board the Enterprise and there's like just a random polar bear. The mystery of it. Then they'll be attacked by a monster that's the size of a skyscraper. That's got crazy, like, triple-jointed arms.
What?
He's talking about Cloverfield. I don't know what he's talking about triple-jointed arms, though.
It had 3 arm joints. Go look at it.
No, thanks.
Look at the monster. Look at Fluffy.
I will not look at him! Oh, look at me! They're coming with a comic book series. There's like 4 comics that bridge from the end of Star Trek Nemesis to the beginning of this new movie.
Are you getting it, Tim?
More than likely.
That hurts my brain.
Yeah, well, apparently time travel is involved.
Okay.
Because that's why Old Spock is in the movie.
Oh, you know, I've kind of figured that Old Spock would be in the movie because it would be like, he's sitting down with a bunch of other little Vulcan children running around and, now listen, children, as I tell you how it really was. Kirk did not look like T.J. Hooker. That's a lie.
No, supposedly there's some sort of time travel which creates an alternate reality, which is why this is also a reboot as well as a sequel.
Ah.
So they've combined 2 different Star Trek theories of time travel. The I think it was Star Trek 4, and also the TNG episode Parallels, where there are different realities that exist in different quantum. So their theory is, even though they go back and change things, the other reality still exists. They're just now existing in a new reality.
Okay. So you didn't want to cite All Good Things, where the other reality starts to bleed through?
Nope, didn't. Because that was Q reality, and that makes no sense. That's
no, that wasn't All Good Things that did that. It was, shit, it was the one with Worf, not Yesterday's Enterprise. All Good Things had time travel, but it wasn't alternate reality, because you're right, it was Q reality. Yeah, I can't remember the name of the episode, but it was the one where Worf comes back, and did he win, did he not? Is he married to Troy?
Parallels, that's what I was talking about, Parallels.
Oh, was that Parallels?
Yeah, he keeps getting shifted into parallel quantum universes.
Ooh, Navy SEALs.
Navy SEALs.
I like Q. I like that girl who was training. She was hot. I would have jizzed on her face.
Oh, yeah, they show up in DS9 and... No, sorry. Different chick.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
That was Vash, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah. That DS9 episode is really weird. Yeah. Well, many DS9 episodes are really weird.
Some of them, yes. I liked Voyager. Q, but you know what really sucked? Voyager. Because Voyager took everything that was awesome about Q and somehow made it all suck.
So he was on Voyager?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was on all 3 of the 24th Century series.
Yep.
He only appeared once on DS9. They're like, you know what? He doesn't really work for the show. We're not bringing him back. But for some reason, he's also best friends with Captain Janeway. But
yeah,
he never, of course, brings them home, which is completely within his power and would have ended the series.
Yep.
So what would he do on Voyager? He would just show up and fuck just with like, them. Oh, I'm not going to bring you home. Fuck you.
Like,
pretty much.
Enlist them into a war between the Q. Because, you know, when you've got 2 nuclear powers facing off, what you really need are a bunch of ants. You know, that'll turn the tide of the battle. It's like,
and
hey,
I bet,
motherfuckers.
And I bet they
the
did
H-bomb.
Turn the tide of the
we
battle,
these,
didn't they?
We got these pissed off ants.
Yeah, of course Captain Janeway figured it out.
Yes.
Hold on a second.
Holding
on to my cock.
I feel bad for all the listeners who just had to deal with all that Star Trek shit. It wasn't like, you know, comparing Star Trek to real life. It was just an in-depth, like, you know what? We're just going to wade hip-deep into some Star Trek.
Then we'll splash around a little bit.
Swim a little more in Lake Star Trek, like, until my fingers get pruny.
Mm,
all right, I'm back.
Udicon.
Who was that? Was that Publisher's Clearinghouse? Did you win $1 million?
Did you hear him or no? I guess
no.
Not. It was UPS bringing my replacement guitar.
Your replacement guitar?
For Rock Band. I was like, what?
Oh, okay. Like, does Noah have like a whole other life as a musician? I was
I'm talking on my mic. My drums on here. Boom, boom, boom.
Noah started a band, 10 beats.
Actually, my band is called Ask Me About the Free Sex. But then they wouldn't let me play on Xbox Live with that name. So then I just changed it to
The Free Love.
The initials for Incestuous Homosexual Brothers from Canada.
So that was, I think we were describing, was it Savage Garden?
The
yes.
Do I Want You, I Don't Know If I Need You.
What? What did you say, Andy?
You're looking for a Voyager episode. I was talking about the that synth pop piece of shit band.
No, I'm not looking for a Voyager episode. I was looking for this the band that started that made me come up with the name Incestuous Homosexual Brothers from Canada.
The Jonas Brothers.
No.
Oh, well, Savage Garden was Australian. I just looked it up. But yeah, that would probably be about right.
Then it must be somebody else.
They were not brothers.
And maybe they weren't even from, maybe they weren't from Canada. Maybe I just came up with that out of my ass.
Oh, of course.
A lot of things come out of my ass. Gagoo.
God, I hated Savage Garden. They should have just called their band Garden. I mean, okay, I get that it was a reference to, Brave New World. There we go. Pulled that right out of ninth grade English.
Way to go.
Yeah. I get it was a reference to that, but... Well, first of all, holy shit, what are you doing naming your band after a piece of literature that everyone has to read in ninth grade English? Second of all, your band is not fucking Savage. You're not Savage anything. You'd be like Savage Papercut. That's about the worst, nice. The most Savage thing that fucking band was. They should have just called it Flower. Or Vagina. That would have been an excellent name for the band.
Savage Vagina.
No, not even Savage Vagina, because Savage Vagina's got more attitude than that. Savage Vagina should be a punk band.
Did you hear about that movie called
Vagina
Teeth?
Garden.
Vagina Garden would be about right. What was that, Noah? Movie?
The movie called Teeth, where this girl grows teeth in her vagina.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Haven't seen it. I would just...
Vagina Dentata.
That'd be scary.
Yeah.
If you, like...
Yeah! You thought chunks were bad. Wait till it's chunks of you that she's flossing out.
Eating. Nom, 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 nom.
Speaking of movies, I was texting or email, whatever, the thing that you do with Yahoo where you can have a message instantly. I can't remember what it's called. That was a joke. Taken. I really want to see that movie.
Yeah, I kind of do too. That's the Liam Neeson one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was written by Luke Besson.
Who? What?
Luke Besson.
Luke Besson.
Whatever.
He directed Fifth Element and Professional.
Which is a piece of shit. And The Professional, which is awesome.
Well, just like that speech that he gives, like, I do not have, if you're looking for money, I don't have any. What I do have is a certain set of skills, skills that make me a nightmare to people like you. I was like, oh, snap.
Liam Neeson kicking ass and taking names.
Yep.
And I guess... I'm not sure where, but I know it's other. Some people have already seen it because I was looking at the preview on YouTube, and people were like, "This movie fucking kicked ass. Liam Neeson is awesome." Like there were several people who had left comments as if they had seen the movie, or maybe it's the studio trying to drum up excitement. But I'll take it at its word.
Yeah,
I want to see.
Liam Neeson's the best ever.
Well, and I'm not a huge Liam Neeson fan, I would say, but I usually enjoy him when he's in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
He's not like, Liam Neeson's in it? Let's go. But it's usually like, if Liam Neeson's in it, you're like, good job, Liam.
Yep. Yeah, I'd say about the same. Except for whatever that shitty Haunted House movie was.
House on Haunted Hill, or was it The Haunting?
One of those two.
Yeah, they came out right about the same time.
Yep.
And I don't remember which is which.
And they both suck.
Yes, they did.
Sucked my balls. What the heck, no?
I would say that the
Luke,
one...
Luke Besson wrote some movie called... Taxi 4?
Taxi 4. From the makers of Taxi.
Taxi 2.
Jimmy Fallon and Queen Latifah are back.
Did he know? Yeah. So, speaking of vaginas, my one of my buddies from high school used to tell a joke of, can you tell if a girl's into you?
I don't know how.
If you stick a hand down her pants and it feels like you're feeding a horse.
I missed part of it.
I got it all and still don't get it.
You've never fed a horse.
Well, that is very true.
It's all flappy gums. They get all excited. They're like, ooh, sugar cubes.
My finger got bitten by a horse. They got sharp fucking teeth, let me tell you.
I was like walking, you know, horses apparently don't like me. And I had figured this out, so I was keeping a wide berth, but I was near a horse because a girl that I was into in high school was like way into horses. And she did like that, what do they call it, dressage, where they're, like, jumping and running and whatever.
Is that where they massage a horse's cock?
Yeah. No, 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 that's videos on the internet. That's where they do that. So I'm, like, trying to give this horse a huge wide berth, and the horse, like, as I'm, like, I go back behind it and, like, am trying to walk well away from it, swings its backside towards me, like, super fast, like it's trying to hit me with its ass, and then kicks at me.
Wow.
Oh, I was a couple feet out of range, but still, that was like, my life went flashing before my eyes. And since then, and they're like, oh, you never walk behind a horse. I'm like, that horse was pissed off I was in front of it. I was just trying to get away. I was trying to do what
no,
that horse
you
wanted.
You don't walk behind a horse, dude.
What?
They don't like you behind them.
I guess.
They don't got rear view mirrors.
Yeah.
That's
they got
what
eyes
I hear.
On the side, though.
You knew where you were going. He's like, hey, get back from there.
Yeah. Get from my ass.
I heard horses can see like 360.
Probably pretty close.
Because I was listening to this thing on NPR, where they were talking about people who have different pets besides, like, seeing eye dogs. Mm-hmm. Like, they have other pets that help them out. Like, for example, this guy had a seeing eye horse. It was like a little miniature horse.
Dude, that would be awesome. A seeing eye pony.
But the lady said, like, the horse could see 360. And apparently the horse would do this thing, like, if it saw a grate, it would hit its hoof against a grate so the guy could hear it.
Wow. Huh. Nice.
I'm like, fuck, that's crazy.
Was the dude super skinny? Was he, like, in danger of falling down the grate?
I don't know. They did not mention that.
Grates are just fucked up because they, like, catch the tip of the cane and whatever. I actually understand what it is. Yeah.
You guys should watch the Swirly video.
I watched it. It was all right.
You weren't impressed?
I actually did like it, but you guys were talking about something, so I didn't want to interrupt. But, like, the gross part is when the kid is licking his lips afterwards and they don't stop him. I was like, really? You're just going to let your kid fuck his head in the toilet and then go, you can really taste the fecal matter.
Mm-mm. Oh, that video's horrible. Like, so many gross things. So many.
Oh, the other night I was on, have you ever heard of...
This actually looks like my bathroom.
Is that your kid?
No, my kid's shorter and less standing.
And less standing. Have you guys heard of failblog.org?
Of course.
Oh, you linked to it.
I did?
Somewhere, yeah. Didn't you?
Oh, right. On my, like, MySpace or something like that. Yeah. Hilarious. I went through every single page. That's how good it was.
I thought it was all right.
Really? Sometimes you go through a couple pages where you don't really get a good laugh, but then sometimes you're like, fuck, that is hilarious.
Yep.
Like, I can't even think of specific things right now that really made me laugh, but... Well, there's one on there right now. It says Title Fail, and it's a book about a series of books, I guess, about the healing power of various astrological signs.
Yes.
But this one is called The Healing Power of Cancer, and they're like Title Fail. I don't know. There's other funny stuff where, like, you could tell something tried to happen and it didn't pan out, and just it amuses me greatly.
Some of the best ones are the fail vids where it's like. Some retard is taking a crane that is far too small to be trying to lift whatever huge piece of machinery they're trying to get up. And it invariably ends with that piece of machinery back on the ground and the crane not quite the way that they had left it. Oh, there was one. I think it was supposed to be like in Israel or something. And it is on Failblog, but it was on there like weeks and weeks ago. They're trying to pick up... I think it's one of those pieces of machinery that like compresses... hot asphalt. It's like the huge rollers, those big-ass drums. And they're trying to pick that thing up with, like, a standard crane that's, like, built onto a flatbed. So it's, like, crane plus truck. And, they get the thing up in the air just high enough to start to move it over some cars. And then apparently it hits the point where the crane just can't keep it up anymore. And the crane starts to lift up off the ground on the other side. And the thing goes down onto cars.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I did see that one.
Yeah.
See, it all started because I just typed the word fail into YouTube, because usually there are funny videos. And, like, a couple of them are women. These weren't even on Failblog necessarily, but, like, gals trying to be on the stripper pole and failing. I'm like, why would you post that afterwards? Like, this is one. I've seen this on, like, MySpace, YouTube, a couple of them. Like, she's like, gets on there, and as she starts to go upside down, plow! Face first on this table. And, like, it's like the camera all of a sudden starts to go down, like, oh, shit. But other ones, like, it's like the girl alone in her room, like, this is me showing you how I do my moves. And just like, she goes, wah, boof! And then she, like, stands up and just sort of, like, stumbles back off camera.
Dude, I saw one. It was somebody trying to do a sexy dance, and wound up like inside their bookshelves and like bringing the whole bookshelf down on top of them.
Yes, yes.
Oh, that was awesome.
But like, I didn't even get what she was doing because she was hanging on it for a good long time. I'm like, that's gonna fall. I mean, Grant, I know that because I'm watching this on YouTube, so I'm sure that's how it's gonna end. But like, she wasn't even doing anything. She was just sort of hanging there and looking upside down at the camera. Uh-huh. And then it was like, sure enough, there it goes. And then like, you see her legs sort of flail out when it hits the ground.
I love how the word "fail" has become a noun. Like, that is a fail, and that's an epic fail.
Yes. What you got there, Noah?
Oh, some girl was swinging around on a pole, and the pole just kind of came off the ceiling, and she just got flew into the wall.
Oh. It's like unintentional jackass. that's awesome.
I want to see the one where the girl goes face down into the table.
It looks like they just mounted a pole on like a ping pong table or something. See if I can find it.
Engineering students of the future.
And it's like a party or something going on.
See, like, I'm looking at these pictures, and the pictures aren't really that funny to me. Videos are funny to me.
I don't know. Some of the pictures I thought were funny.
I've been through a couple pages now. I'm just like, eh, really?
There was,
well, you know what? Maybe
picture.
You're just too hard to entertain, Homo McFaggot.
There was one fail picture that was... It was on there a long, long, long ass time ago. I think it may even predate Failblog, and it was just one that like made the rounds on like FARC or 4chan or something like that. It was a UPS truck. I believe it was brown. It was a delivery truck that's, you know, like the single driver, not like the big.
Sorry, I found it and sent it to Noah or both of you, but I had to watch it first.
Okay.
Anywho.
Anyways, there's like this delivery truck. It's gone over the side of the street, has like plowed into a pond, and there's guys back there like talking about it. And then there's this dude. I think he's like dressed as a vampire or Darth Vader or something like that. And he's like holding a gallon of like milk or bleach or something random. So there's this horror show of an accident in the background, and then a dude in costume in the foreground.
I was listening to an NPR story, and this guy... Oh, no, it was Wait, Don't Tell Me. And this guy came home from a costume party dressed as Thor, and someone was robbing him. And the guy's like 6 feet tall. So the guy who was robbing him jumped out the window.
And hurt himself greatly. And
did he?
Yeah, like he got caught afterwards, I believe.
Okay, I missed that part. I was just like, that's fucking badass. You just come in, you're dressed as Thor. The guy's like, oh, shit! Like, get the fuck out of here.
Oh, I just sent you guys another one. That one's not bad either.
Oh, that's so awesome.
All right, I'm watching the stripper. Oh, yep, she's wiggling her ass. Somebody just spanked her.
Sliding down. Boom!
And, like, the crowd reaction is the best. Oh! And then it just cuts.
Oh, fuck.
That had to hurt.
Ooh, that's a big girl. Should you be getting... Oh,
that one actually, I think that's one of the ones that you can buy. That's like a professionally made stripper pole.
I think we should change our podcast to Stripper Pole Fail.
Wow.
Uh-oh, crazy stripper accident. I don't know what this one is. The problem is sometimes they get labeled something like that, and then it's like really tame. Like, oops, I dropped something. It's like, shut up. I want to see carnage.
You know what I hate? So, like, when you look at porn, and they label the porn, like, on the video site different than what it is. Like, really? Why would you do that? Like, you don't get anything from me looking at this video, do you?
Tim, I think that second one, I think the girl was topless.
Oh, heavens.
But you don't get to, see any of the goods, because she falls. Which is almost as good.
I'm looking at the one that Noah sent.
Yeah, that one that was epic fail wasn't quite
epic. What
the
fuck? Like, there's this one where this
girl
falls.
There's more to it, though.
And then the girls start fighting afterwards.
Yeah, yeah. I'd seen that one, too.
Oh, there's more people.
Going at it.
And this one's speaking Swedish.
I'm sure the Tadcast audience is very entertained by us watching stripper pole fail videos.
I believe the people are wholly entertained. Like, wow, look how much joy they get out of it. I can't wait to get home to my computer, check out the show links, and watch these videos myself.
Yes. Click on the links. Watch along with us. Because I do believe this girl is about to eat it. I can't tell if she's German or Swiss or French. Oh, she just let go. She just let go. Oh, and now they're fighting.
Well, link us, bitch.
It's the one. It's yours. It's the one you sent him.
Yes.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, my God.
Link us, bitch.
Getting all frustrated.
Did you watch the one where the pole just broke?
Yeah. That was all right.
I just, like, when before she even got on the pole, I'm like, oh, she's a little big to be getting on that pole. And then,
kind of like me on that,
the tree outside all these apartments. Or actually, it was my apartment at the time, too.
No, it is destructive.
About to wrap it. I mean, now that we've got all these porn videos to digest, heavens, stripper poles videos.
Oh,
I guess arguably, I'm sure someone somewhere calls this porn anyway. Well, it's unholy, they're dancing on a pole, I don't like it, no.
So, can we waste, like, 2 more minutes?
Why is that?
Because I've got my epic fail story to tell. I had alluded to this on a previous podcast.
Okay.
I will be quick.
Liar.
Relatively.
That'll be the day.
Look out, listeners. Andy from Tencast is proud to present The Never-Ending Story.
Alright, I'm just gonna fucking do it.
Do it.
Okay, so, we've got a friend in common. I'm gonna call him I.
Yes. I forgot about this because it was so long ago.
Yep. So, I was dating H. H is an evil, evil whore, but I will continue to refer to her as H because evil, evil whore makes the story longer. H was a friend of my wife, and H dating I was actually the reason that I met my wife because they'd been friends in high school. And so we got, like, set up on a blind date, hit it off, and yay, now we're married, we got a kid, we got a life, all the rest of that stuff. From almost the get-go, we all had a very strong feeling that H was continuing to see an ex-boyfriend of hers named N on the side. Because she'd just, like, disappear, and then...
That's Noah, by the way.
Yes. and then N was mysteriously coming into town, and this was the ex-boyfriend that she had told everyone, like, beat her and... put her in the hospital, or put her in the mental hospital, or some shit like that. She and my wife had a rule about, you know, like, my wife's like, okay, you know, we can move in together, we'll be roommates, it'll be a lot of fun, but N must never come here. It was just too fucked up when you guys were together, and you know, I don't know why you're still talking to him occasionally, but that's a rule. He just doesn't come here. So H, clever girl that she is, tried to sneak him there, and then, like, the day of, asked my wife, are you going to be at home, or are you going to be spending time with Andy? And it was because this dude was coming up, and she was intending to have him stay at their apartment. He needed a place to sleep, because apparently, you know, there are no motels in the entire San Jose area in which he could stay. So there were lots of other indications that she was cheating on our friend I. And
Were I and H still together when I saw H and N at the Saddle Rack?
Was it with N at the Saddle Rack, or was it with...
Oh, was that not N? Okay, never mind.
I think it may have been her other ex-boyfriend, T.
Jesus Christ.
Who there were also indications that she may have continued to sleep with while she was dating our friend I. So, time goes on, time passes, there's other indications that there's just shit going on, and a lot of our friends just couldn't stand to be around her anymore, and we all felt bad about it, but we all started spending less and less time with I because H was invariably around. Even his best friend, who I will call A, was spending a lot less time around. It was just like his best friend and his business partner, like they worked together. They did shit together.
This is like a algebra equation, but with way more drama.
Yes.
I, and then A, divided by the scandalous X. They're nefarious.
Equals pi.
She's at her house at 8:45 p.m. and said she's going to be at I's house at 9, but doesn't show up to 9:15.
How many times did she fuck A N? I got the letters confused for a second.
Yes, she did not fuck A. A would not have fucked her with someone else's dick. So, we fast forward a little bit further on, and I has got a friend who he's been friends with since they were like little kids, and since he's older than H, he's actually been friends with this guy, J, since probably before H was even born. So, you know, not best friends, but have been friends for a long-ass time. J got married. I think, was his best man. J was getting divorced. I was always there for him, you know, taking care of him, whatever. But apparently H was also there for him. And we started to notice signs that they were spending a lot of time together. Like, he was wanting to... Like, she was suddenly getting into motorcycles, which is something that Jay was into. And there were just lots of indications that, maybe she was starting to hook up with him instead of her boyfriend, Jay's good friend of 3 decades or so.
Oh, so that's who I saw at the Saddle Rack.
Oh, that may have been, it may have been Jay. Yep.
All right.
Short little guy.
Yep.
Walking kind of stiff because he'd just broken his back in a motorcycle accident.
Let's say yes. I wasn't paying that close attention to his deets.
Yes. So as he's getting divorced, they start spending even more and more time together. And then there was one night where she had gone out. She'd gotten really drunk. She'd had to, like, take a cab home. And my wife and I took her to get her car the next day. And she left her cell phone in my car. So my wife and I, then my girlfriend, basically we couldn't stand the suspense anymore. Like, Jay had gone on a trip to Japan and had sent her flowers from there. It had really pissed I off. And I had kind of had it out with him. And then we saw text messages from Jay to H, and they were things like, hey, I'm glad I was able to take care of you the other night, and hopefully I'll be able to take care of you again. And this is something about, and I'll be free in June or whatever, and we knew that's when his divorce was final. So we took all of this to, kind of took it to a bunch of different friends of like, hey, you know, the flowers from Japan weren't enough to get I to finally break up with her. Okay, somebody, like, breaking shit down?
Noah is trying to hang himself waiting for this story to be over.
I guess. Okay.
Because, like, I know the part you're telling probably, it's still several steps away.
Okay.
I'm like, get to the meat of it! She cheated on him with this dude, and
yes.
Then what?
So, we finally tried to get all of the information that we had to I. When I moved, I finally broke up with H. And then all of a sudden, on her MySpace page, there's a picture of her in Japan with Jay. She's still denying that they had been seeing each other or that they were seeing each other then, but there was just all sorts of proof that she was. She continued to try to fuck with I's head, kept trying to like get back together with him, but he just wouldn't have any of it. And then finally, suddenly, she is publicly dating Jay, and then engaged to Jay, and then now married to Jay. Very shortly after she got married to Jay, she's out at a bar with his sister, now her sister-in-law, and coming all the way back to I's best friend A, he's at the bar with another guy who I'll call L. A and L see H walk in with her sister-in-law, and A tells L the whole story. H comes over because she's that kind of fakey whore, and it's like, oh, A, how are you doing? It's been so long. How have you been? And his response to her was basically, you know I hate you, right? Why are you talking to me?
That's what I like about A.
Yep. he'll just dangle his balls right in front of your face if that's what... No.
Not unlike Noah. Not a lot of pretense.
Yep. He's like, seriously, why are you even trying? So she walks away and gets some beers.
I think more fucked up than I would, because I would probably be pleasant, too.
Yeah. But like, just, like, when I... As a friend of Noah, like, I know... And Noah, as my friend, will probably tell me the honest... Like, he'll be like, listen, I don't give a fuck.
You know, I've been told that before. Like, someone asks me something. Like, I'm asking you because I know you'll be straight with me.
You're not going to sugarcoat it. You'll be like, I think that's a fucking dumb idea.
I don't know what the fuck you were thinking. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Are you talking to me this whole time?
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking back to that time that Noah was on the phone with the ex not quite girlfriend of his who was like still calling him up and shining him on, and I just took the phone away and yelled at her the stop fucking with my boy's head.
I remember as well. I was there.
Yes.
Yes.
Tim was not there. I was waiting.
I
for
don't need to hear this story.
Yes, but we've already talked about this story on Tancast, and you're still not done with this story.
Oh, that's right.
Don't diverge into other stories.
Story segue. All right, coming back. So A tells L the whole sorted story that I just told you guys, only probably shorter and funnier.
More than likely.
And L like looks over at where she's sitting with her sister-in-law and sees her like looking back and kind of, you know, giving him the hey, you should come over so we can talk, look. And he turns over to A and goes, oh, I'm going to fuck her. And then he goes over, gets a drink, goes and sits with her. They start chatting it up. He gets her number. Her sister-in-law is trying to drag her out of the bar, and apparently she's keeps coming back to talk to them some more. After they leave...
And this is L that's going
to
fuck her?
Yes, not A. Yeah.
Okay.
L says to A, I'm going to fuck her.
Okay, gotcha.
A turns to L after all this goes on and says, if you fuck her, I will give you... If you can do it, I will give you $200. If you can get pictures, I'll give you $250. Pictures of, like, her naked and your dick in the shot. So I sent back to A, if he can get a picture of his cock next to her face and it's all recognizable, I'll toss in $50 myself. So it's 3 months or so after she got married to
Jay. Since you started this story?
Yes, since we started the story. Somehow Jay didn't get that she was cheating on his good friend of 3 decades with him, and then I guess figured that she was going to change, like, as soon as they got married. But nope. 3 months later, she's picking up a guy in a bar, getting a number and everything. So A gets a text message a couple of days later. Dude, go to the ATM.
Wow. Do you have to throw in a 50, or is it just 200?
Apparently it's just 200 now, because they're still trying to get picks. Apparently that is still in process. But then there's the big question. If he gets the picks, what do they do with them? What's the most fucked up thing they can do? I think A is considering sending them to Jay, like printing them out and couriering them to Jay at work.
Nice. Now, what does I think of this?
I thinks it's hilarious.
Okay, because I would have mixed feelings. Like, oh great, you can fuck my ex-fiance. Congratulations.
Oh, he was
thank
never
you for fucking my ex-fiance to prove she's a whore.
I knew she was a whore.
That's why she's my ex-fiance. I didn't need you to fuck her one more time.
After all the
I didn't need
the
yet another penis to travel that fucking Holland Tunnel of dick.
After all the shit that she put I through, all the psychodrama and everything else, I think he is just fine with seeing somebody else do it. All
right.
Because he doesn't
awesome.
Have to be involved. He doesn't have to, he doesn't have to get his dick wet in all this. I mean, hands dirty. I mean, dick dirty.
According to EA, I live in... You can bleep that out. Because, yeah.
Because it won't take people
EA,
long
I
to
live
figure
in
out...
City spelled wrong.
According to EA, I live in... City spelled wrong.
I live in...
But I spelled it with 2 B's.
Alright, I want to go get some food. Is that the end of the story? I hope.
Oh, yeah, that was the end of the story.
No, that was just the preamble. And now, chapter one.
Long time ago, there was a young magical
lad named
Harry
Potter. That was the prologue. We got 1,000 more chapters to go.
Alright.
In the beginning of time, God created man.
All right, well, so that was Tancast for this week. Thanks all for tuning along, and I wonder how many of you made it to the end of Andy's story.
Yep.
After the credits, I'm going to do my version of that story and see how long I can clock it in at.
On the most recent Robot Chicken, they had a skit where, you know that show, the fucking liar show, where it's like they ask you questions and you're supposed to tell the truth, but they ask
A Moment of Truth.
Yeah, exactly, and they really draw it out like, did you cheat on your wife? It's like, long pause. Like, here's how it would be if, we cut all the bullshit. It's like, did you cheat on your wife? No. Do you like Justin in the closing? No. Do you have herpes? No. And then they did a bunch of movies where they just brought it down to, like, the basic plot line. Like, there's, like, 2 scenes, and then they would cut to the next one. It was funny. Peace.
Yeah, my wife tried to watch that Moment of Truth show a couple of times. I fucking hated it because of all that shit. And even though we've got a TiVo, she would hit the fast forward. That's a 30-second skip. Multiple times just to get the fucking answer.
Tancast. Thanks for listening to Tancast. You can leave comments on this and other episodes, plus read our blogs at tancast.com. You can subscribe via iTunes or the the Zune Marketplace. You can write us a review on iTunes, and we'd really appreciate that. We'd also appreciate it if you could vote for us at Podcast Alley. About halfway through January, we could sure use a lot of votes in the month of January. Other than that, thank you so much for listening, and we hope you come back soon.
Tamcast.
All right, one of our friends was dating a real whore who cheated on him while they were together. One of the guys she cheated on him with was one of his best friends. She later marries our friend's now former friend. 3 months after that, another common friend of ours sees them in a bar together and decides he's going to pick her up and fuck her just to show what a whore she is. All right, how long did that take?
18.1 seconds.